Simon & Schuster Australia presents Bennelong and Philip, A History Unravelled by Kate Fulliger. Narrated by Arianwyn Parks Lockwood. To Rowan. What is required is not so much progress as recovery from the imaginary of progress. We might tell new, more encompassing, perhaps more chaotic stories that will return us to the fullness of time. Priya Satya, Time's Monster, 2020. In settler history, we seem to be searching constantly for beginnings, but in Aboriginal history in the colonial period, so often the search is for endings. Grace Karskens, The Colony, 2009. Since we choose to broaden our reality backwards, we must find a way of dealing with known facts and, worse still, with truths which may not be compatible with our desirable round present. Eric Wilmot, The Dragon Principle, 1985. Recognitions, audiences, words. Bennelong and Philip was written on the unceded lands of the Ngambri people and of Ngunnawal-speaking First Nations, which include the plains and riverways of what is now also called Canberra. The book was conceived while I was living on Gadigal country and working on Wallumadigal country, two places in today's Sydney that were especially close to Bennelong's heart. I acknowledge the elders of all these lands, past and present, and extend through them my respect to any First Nations listeners. As most Aboriginal people will gather, this work is written from a settler perspective, as much as it attempts to offer a fresh historical critique of settler foundations. It is intended for a global audience. It does not pretend to say new things to those Aboriginal people who have known about Bennelong all their lives, though it does seek to offer the first full account from obtainable sources to those who have relied until now on frustratingly fragmented or dated scholarship. Listeners should be aware that the book alludes to women's birthing customs and male initiation ceremonies, which were restricted practices. They are sketched in a deliberately incomplete way here, out of respect for those restrictions, offering only the partial glimpses afforded to colonists at the time. Any book that deals with words and writing from the 18th century faces...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?